Welcome to How to Murder Your Husband. Have you ever fantasized about murdering your husband and getting away with it? Well, I know that you have, and you know that you have, and you know that I know that you have. So my friends, today you're in the right place. First, let's talk about how realistic is your planning. For instance, the plots you've read about in books or that you watched in films, are they feasible? Can you even apply them in real life? And how elaborate should your plot be, or your planning be rather, or should it be simple? And how long should you take to plan? Should you take few days? Should it be few weeks? Or should it be few months?
Hey, sweetheart. Hello, sweetie. There you are.
Hey, listeners. Hi, excuse me for a moment, listeners. It's my husband who just barged in.
Hey.
I'm really sorry, listeners. Please continue to listen. I'll be right with you in a moment.
Who are you talking to?
Do we have to go through this once again? Every weekend? What do? Every weekend?
Eat and sleep.
Okay, I don't even know why I even asked you that question. No. And I'm not going to even ask you if you saw the sign on my door.
What's the sign?
God, here we go again. Okay, I'm recording my podcast right now, something that I do every weekend.
The podcast.
And you seem to know exactly when to interrupt me, right when I'm in the midst of work.
Instinct.
I guess so. It must be instinct. Yeah. But I'm trying to stay focused, okay? So can we
talk later? I have the tiger. Focus.
Yes, I have the tiger focus. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, we can talk later. I have to get back to my podcast.
We're talking now. We'll talk later as well. That's a lot of talking.
Well, I'm in the midst of working. And you just barged in.
Well, I have something to ask you.
Okay.
And obviously, I wanted to spend time with you as well. We haven't spent any time together today.
Hasn't it been great, though?
It has, kind of, yeah. But I did think we should spend some time together, and I do have something to ask you about.
Yeah, but I thought, weren't you supposed to be at your session for reading to angry pets at the shelter that you signed up for?
That was last night. It was great.
Oh, that was last night. Okay, how did that go?
The pets were really angry, but when I read them a really nice story in a calm and compassionate voice, they really calmed down.
So they were not howling as much?
No, they were calm.
I wonder if they were in disbelief as to what this is all about. They've never experienced anything like this in their lives before.
I'll grant you that was possible, but I choose to think that they were calmed by my presence.
Okay, well, that's wonderful, but I'm pretty sure you had something else on today.
No, that was the raccoon consolation training. That's part of
the raccoon consolation training. Honestly, I'm quite surprised, I must say, that you're still taking that training, considering what happened last weekend when I had to collect you and rush you to the hospital after that attack from that wild raccoon.
Rush me to the hospital?
Yes, remember?
Yeah. But no, in fairness, you did make good time and you stopped to buy a jacket.
Well, the jacket was on sale. You know how long I've been waiting to get that jacket? For the past 6 months, and it was finally on sale.
It was the perfect moment while I was bleeding onto the floor of the car.
But I did manage to take you to the hospital in time.
On time. Just on time is what the doctor said. Just on time.
Well, there you go. You're still here today. You're still alive, thanks to me.
Thanks to you. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, I must say that I'm surprised at your commitment.
Oh, I'm very committed.
To that training. And that's something I have to say I admire about you.
Really?
When you commit to something, you stick to it no matter what. Whether or not it works, you just stick to it, don't you? Like glue.
If it keeps me out of the house.
That's true.
I will do it.
That is true. And I always encourage you to get out of the house as much as possible. And to get involved in as many activities and hobbies as possible.
You're good like that.
I am. I've been a very supportive wife.
And you do a lot of stuff as well. You're very active in the community. Is that hysterical? Hysterical society or something?
No, sweetie, not hysterical. No. It's historical dramatic society.
Oh, a historical. I just pictured a room full of people screaming.
Well, that's part of our training for acting.
It is a room full of people screaming.
Acting, as they call it, I believe.
Yeah.
That Yes.
I never saw Robert De Niro screaming in a room.
He probably does it in his own home when he's rehearsing. His
private room probably for the screaming.
Exactly. Yeah. Perhaps he does. But it's quite helpful, actually. I've learned so much from that dramatic society.
And in fairness, you stick, which are out for hours every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I try to avoid coming home sometimes as really? Much as well, why possible. Is that? I mean, because of my commitment to other hobbies and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess.
And it pays off. I mean, did you see that the work I did with the mailbox decorating club? It got featured in Mailbox Quarterly.
First of all, I'm still struggling with there being a mailbox decorating club. That is still an issue for me, just to acknowledge that is a thing. And secondly, Mailbox Decorating Quarterly, are you inferring there's an actual magazine?
That's right. There is an actual magazine.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, at first, wow. I was also thinking that perhaps there aren't too many people out there who's interested in mailbox decor. But guess what? There is a community out there who appreciates the art of mailbox decoration.
Yeah.
And we've made it. We've been featured.
You're a big noise in mailboxes.
Yes. Well, if we've been featured in that magazine, that means we are a big deal.
When you say we, am I involved in that?
No, you certainly aren't. Good. I don't think it's your thing. I think you should just stick to your training, raccoon consolation training.
Putting letters in, taking letters out.
Stick to all your training.
That weird stuff I do, like using it for posts.
Anyway, I have to get back to my podcast.
Speaking of which, I know I've asked you this many times, and I always make a good suggestion. I do believe the last time we spoke, I made a fabulous suggestion for a name for your podcast. You can't have a podcast with no name.
As always, you're making unsolicited suggestions. Your brain's like a hamster wheel, or rather a hamster in a wheel. It never stops, does it?
Just keeps
going and going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I the last suggestion I made was good.
Yeah, I don't remember. But in fairness, I try not to remember your suggestions in the
creative
first place.
Freedom, sort of.
Yeah, you can call it that, sure.
The last suggestion I made was good. It was called Couple of Thoughts.
Wow.
You see, it's like you can have a couple of thoughts, or you can have thoughts about couplehood, or they could be a couple who are very thoughtful. Couple of Thoughts. You see, I always give you suggestions that can work in many different ways. That's good for entertainment business type stuff. They like that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's wonderful.
Great. You're welcome.
Anyway, again, like I keep repeating, I have to get back to my podcast. My listeners are patiently waiting.
Yeah.
So what is it that you want to ask me?
Yes, there was a reason why I came in.
Right.
Yeah, the reason. Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting thing from work. I thought you might have a view, or because you're like obviously an expert on relationships, you might have something to add to my understanding. You know, that means
I may.
That means
I
don't understand it.
Yeah, that's true. And there's very little that you understand.
That's very kind of you to say that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know Catherine, red-haired Catherine?
Yes, your coworker.
Yeah.
You mentioned her name a few times before.
Yeah. Red-haired Catherine wasn't in today.
Okay.
So I did something I shouldn't do. I said, oh, where's Catherine? You just shouldn't ask these questions. Easier life. And someone said, oh, she's out. I said, oh, she's sick. And then I realized, don't ask questions. It'll only cause more questions and information you don't want to have. And the lady I asked then told me the big story of why she was out. Apparently, Catherine, nice, quiet Catherine, had a massive outburst in her house last night. Threw a chair through the window.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But, okay, that's unbelievable. But what's more unbelievable is that this news gets to your workplace. It's like the CNN or the BBC. How does it manage to get to your workplace, spread it to your workplace so quickly? I don't understand.
A lot of the people I work with see their role as sort of spoken art practitioners. They want to find out all of the things that are going on and tell everyone else about them.
I guess so. Another thing I don't understand.
It's not working, obviously. Well, they don't want to work.
When do they actually work?
Yeah, that would be the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, good question.
Anyway, that's I'm sorry to hear that there was such an episode that she threw a chair through the window of her house.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know why?
Yes. And this was the part I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
I won't lie to you. I made a lot of mistakes on this. I asked the first question. I asked follow-up questions. And then I kind of couldn't stop. Well, I should have just said, okay, thank you, and gone back into my... No, I asked more
questions.
Stopping
is not your forte, is it?
Not my forte. Mm-hmm. I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, what happened? Why would Catherine do that? Blah, blah, blah. And they said... Oh, I spoke to her. She's been trying to call you. And I had missed calls from her. I didn't call back, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get into stuff with people mm-hmm. that need help and all of that. But she said, our husband wasn't spending enough quality time with her.
Really?
Yeah.
But isn't he? He's a stay-at-home husband. That he's always there.
Exactly what I said. You're like a psychic. That's exactly what I said.
Right.
And this is the part I want you to explain to me.
Okay.
Because you have this relationship expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently my colleague, in fact, asked the same thing. But isn't he always there? Catherine said, yes, he's always there, but he's not present.
Ah.
That means nothing to me. Makes no sense. But look, judging by your face, I know your face. Judging by your face, this makes sense to you.
Yes, I think I got it.
Not present.
Well, I'll use a hypothetical example. I get it when she says he's there, but he's not present.
Okay,
the hypothetical example is, let's say someone is podcasting and someone else knocks on the door and barges in and interrupts them and spends time with them. Is that really spending time? They may be there, they're around, but they're not present, especially present enough to understand that the person is podcasting, that they should leave the person alone so that they can continue doing what they were doing. So that's called having enough presence to get the hint. So I completely understand what Captain's talking about. Oh, I'm not surprised at all that you still don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't get it at all. But apparently this is it. He's not present.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but they spend so much time together. In fact, I think the problem is they're together all the time. He's around all the time. He's not busy enough.
Yeah, we spend no time together. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Look how busy we are. Yeah. In fact, people should be unnecessarily busy.
Yeah.
That just strengthens their relationships
further. Like mailbox decoration.
Yes, but it's not unnecessary work. It's
sure.
meaningful work that's been featured in Mailbox Quarterly. You know, what else can one ask for?
Nothing in life. That would be my life done if I got that. It's great. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know, but I'm just a little concerned about Catherine, obviously, and really, really, I find it very hard to understand.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe, didn't you try to recruit him once for the raccoon consolation training?
Ralph, Catherine's husband, Ralph.
Yes.
I did speak to him. I won't lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie to you. I think he looks a bit like a raccoon, and I thought he'd go down well with the group.
You know what? He kind of does.
Yeah.
I mean, in a flattering way, yes. Yes, he would have been a good fit.
I'm not sure how you can say a person looks like a raccoon, but in a flattering way.
I mean, right.
But I'll let that pass.
But yeah, you're the one who pointed out he looks like a raccoon.
I didn't say it was flattering. Someone looks
like
a raccoon.
But I mean, he's kind of resembles.
Oh, you look like a big, scary monster. I mean that in a flattering way.
Raccoons are not big, scary monsters.
Oh,
except for the time when that raccoon attacked
you.
Okay,
quite scary.
That must have been But so how did, I guess he didn't join? You weren't able to successfully recruit him for some reason?
No, this is the part you're going to love, because I know you very well.
Okay.
And you won't be able to hide your love for this part. You'll look concerned, but I'll know in your face you're thrilled. He said, no, I like to spend my time with my wife. Yeah, I knew you'd like that.
He's so naive.
I mean,
seriously. But yeah, maybe you should make an attempt to... recruit him into your training. How many people are there in the training anyway?
I mean, it's limited. It's limited. There's the trainer,
mm-hmm.
and then there's me, and the raccoons.
Okay, so there's just one
yeah,
individual,
it's
which
me.
Is you, basically.
It's me, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, I mean, like you said, when it comes to commitment, you certainly do commit, whether or not it works. It doesn't stop you.
Surprisingly complex creatures, very emotional.
Yes, you certainly learned that lesson from that attack last weekend.
He was very emotional. Yeah. I think it was a he. The way he bit me was very masculine.
Well, you need a lot more training to know how to deal with them.
Yeah, I'm at the beginning, really. It'll take years.
Great. Yeah. Well, I have to get back to my podcast.
Busy.
Very busy.
Oh, before I forget, I did read an article in one of the magazines about your dear friend, Reverend Bob. Apparently he's still in prison.
Yes, Reverend Bob. I spoke to a member of his community a few days ago, and they feel confident that it's all been a misunderstanding and that he will be released very soon. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
I looked at the website, and they're still selling Prayers of Innocence for Reverend Bob. Yes. $50.
$50. And apparently people are buying it.
And the great thing was, at the little shopping cart, it said, and one of the different types of prayer. There's like a blue prayer and a white prayer. And they're all different denominations, $50, $60. But on the more expensive one, it said in red, only 12 left.
Huh.
I said they could run out of prayers.
Huh,
there's only a certain number of prayers they
good
have.
Point.
Good. That's marketing.
What good one? Can you marketing. Ever run out of prayers?
No, it's marketing.
Huh.
That's marketing.
Yeah.
Clever.
Well, yeah, it is
people,
clever.
Oh my God, but, I got to buy now. Yeah.
That's true. That is clever marketing. Yeah. But I sincerely hope Reverend Best and his community, Reverend Bob and his community, all the best. I'll keep my fingers crossed that it gets sorted.
I mean, obviously that very odd lady you had the last time we spoke, she won't be back, but
hey, Madame Svetlana, she's her, wonderful. No, I'm glad you brought up her name, because she is back.
I didn't remember her
she
name,
had really. So much responses after the last episode. People have been calling
podcast
her
ads work.
It totally does. So she contacted me again, and she has an exciting announcement for our listeners.
She's sponsoring this podcast
really? Once again.
Oh,
she's been
dear.
A great success. So listeners, Madame Svetlana has an exciting announcement for you right now. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back right after the announcement. Hello, I am Madame Svetlana, the queen of magic and the mistress of spells. Many of you have been contacting me about rekindling the flames of passion with a former lover. My phone has been ringing off the hook with requests on getting him or her back. I want you to know that not only is it possible to get him or her back, but I have made this happen many times before. This is something I learned from my grandmother. My grandmother learned from my great-grandmother. And my great-grandmother learned this from my great-great-grandmother. And based on my lineage, I have designed a 12-step program on how to get her or him back into your life. And perhaps it may not even involve kidnapping. So don't wait any longer. Enroll into my 12-step program now. And finally, rekindle that passion once again for good. Even if they ran away from you, or even if they issued a restraining order against you, I am Madame Svetlana, the Queen of Magic and the mistress of spells. Thank you, Madam Svetlana, for sponsoring this episode and for announcing your 12-step program on getting her or him back.
Really? It probably won't involve kidnapping.
Yeah.
Probably.
It probably will not involve kidnapping.
Her service probably won't involve your former boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever being kidnapped.
Yes, probably. That's right.
Probably.
I'm sure her 12-step program is ethical and consensual. And a lot of people can benefit from
probably
it.
Probably won't involve kidnapping.
It probably won't. Yes, as she said, it will not. But anyway, don't you have things to do right now?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot on actually today, but I got bored. So I came here to talk to you. I thought that would motivate me to get back to my DIY project.
Your DIY project? What is it again?
I'm making a spare bed in the attic. I've got wood. I bought a mattress. I'm making a bed in the attic. It's like for guests or if one of us needs a time out or whatever.
That actually sounds like an interesting project. You know, I always encourage you to be involved. But I remember last time you were working in the attic, you locked yourself inside by mistake.
Yeah.
Pretty much all day.
I know. I was stuck there for hours trying to work out how to open that lock. I mean, thank God there was some good books to read and there was wine to drink. There was no bed or anything like that, but there was a chair and wine, books. It was very, very hard, very tough. Yeah.
I was really worried at that time when you were stuck there. I even tried to call for help, but you managed to get out just before dinner. I don't know how I managed to do that.
I managed to work out the lock, what I was doing wrong.
Yeah, like to turn it one way to unlock.
Yeah, I was
turning
it the wrong way. So I was there all day, and I just had to drink some wine just to keep myself hydrated, and read some books just to keep my spirits up. But yeah, I managed to work it out just before dinner. Thankfully,
drinking wine to stay hydrated. It's the first time I heard that.
Well, there was nothing else.
I guess not. Yeah. But anyway, the timing was impeccable. Just before dinner, you managed to figure the lock out to get yourself out of the
attic.
It
was actually quite peaceful up there.
Oh, I can imagine, you know.
I thought if there was a bed up here, it would be nice, like a little bedroom. Because there's a bathroom up there, and there's books and wine, and it's really, really nice. So I thought, what a good place to have a bed in case we ever need one.
Yeah.
Or if I was to get locked in again, for example.
By mistake,
By mistake, there wouldn't be such a big push.
Yeah, that's true. And it's good. I'm always glad that you're involved in all these hobbies and activities. It keeps you busy. And the more each of us are busy,
the better for our relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. This is the lesson your colleague, Catherine, needed to learn, that she just saw too much of her husband.
Yes, I think you're right. I think too much time together is definitely a problem. You got to be busy all the time.
Right.
Like I say, we never see each other. I've been talking to you for 10 minutes now, and you look furious.
With more than 10 minutes. I mean, I'm in the midst of podcasting, as I said before.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, here's a reminder again. So why don't you? You should start your project. But I wanted to also suggest that perhaps you should hang out with Catherine's husband,
Ralph,
to get him out of the house.
Ralph the raccoon, as we called him.
In a good, flattering way, sure, yeah.
I'm not sure.
But what?
I'm not sure it's a good idea. He's not, he's very needy and clingy.
Okay. Yeah, but, he can be a friend. And if the two of you hang out, he'll just...
Maybe it would rub off on me, and he'd make me want to spend more time here with you. I could spend, the way he did with Catherine. Maybe that's...
Actually, on second thought, maybe it's not the best idea to hang out with him. You're already involved. Your plate's already full with too many things.
Yeah, full plate.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So why don't you stick to it? And on that note, why don't you go back to your DIY project in the attic, and I have to get back to my podcasting.
The only thing is, I'll be hours up there.
Yes, that's good. Take as long as you need.
Thank you for that. But I need you to hold the ladder so I can get up.
Oh, right. Yeah. You can't hold it up by yourself
with what?
That's true. Yeah. Okay, I'll help
you
out.
So will you come and help me?
Yes, I will. I will help you. So why don't you go and get ready? Let me wrap up and I'll come and help you.
Great. Thanks very much. We're a good team.
That's right. We're a good team when we're involved in a lot of different things.
Other things. Yeah.
That are separate from one another.
That's the hallmark of our team.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So I'll see you in a minute.
See you soon. Listeners, thank you so much for listening. I have to help my husband to go up in the attic so that he can stay there for hours. If I don't, he just won't stop yakking and he's going to drive me nuts. But please come back again and stay tuned for the next episode of How to Murder Your Husband. Thank you once again.